Time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today we're speaking with Dr. Duff Reardon, a neurologist with Pardee Neurology Associates. Dr. Reardon, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
So I understand your special interest is Parkinson's disease. We just literally wrapped up Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month in April. So can you talk to us a bit or share more about why it is so important to bring awareness to Parkinson's?
Well, Parkinson's disease is probably the second most common movement disorder that I see in my practice behind tremor. Hmm. It affects 1 to 2 million Americans. And this month is an opportunity to shine a light on the disease and how it changes lives and help identify critical resources that can help patients and their families.
All right. Well, let's learn a bit more about that. Describe some of the common symptoms of Parkinson's and when someone should ask for help, just in case.
I would say that most patients that come to see me have probably had symptoms for about 6 months.
Really?
And if the patient makes the appointment, it's because he's recognized a tremor,
mm-hmm.
a rhythmic shaking usually of the arm or of the leg. If the family forces the issue, it's usually because he's having trouble walking and balancing, tending to shuffle or lose his balance.
So you say that typically someone has been showing signs for a number of months before coming to see you. Are there certain screening options that are available for someone who is concerned maybe about developing Parkinson's?
Probably the most important screening test is a careful examination. There are other things that mimic Parkinson's disease, side effects from medications, common tremors like essential tremor, and a good neurological examination is where most patients need to start.
Okay. So what are the risk factors or are there risk factors or genetic predispositions for developing Parkinson's? Are there people out there who need to be looking out for it more than others?
Well, I think we're deciding that most of these degenerative brain disorders have some genetic component. It's not like a classic genetic disease where if a parent has it, you have a 50-50 chance of having the same disease. But we do inherit lots of genes that if we pile these up together, they increase our risk of developing Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Patients are at greater risk if they've had exposure to herbicides or pesticides. You can think about Agent Orange as being a common example that causes Parkinson's disease.
Sure.
People that are exposed to solvents or cleaning agents in dry cleaning process.
Wow.
Head trauma. All of these increase your risk of Parkinson's disease.
Hmm. So if someone is diagnosed with Parkinson's, what are the options that are available for them, and how does a neurologist like yourself help?
Well, from a treatment standpoint, we're talking about symptom treatment. There's not really a curative pill or drug to give the patient. So we focus on what are the symptoms that we can make better with simple medicines, what are the symptoms that get better with exercise, physical therapy, and speech therapy.
Hmm. So, once again, we've been speaking with Dr. Duff Reardon, neurologist with Pardee Neurology Associates. Just one more question, and that is, of course, as we've just finished, Parkinson's Awareness Month or Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month, any other messages you want to make sure we know or we hear?
Don't be afraid to seek an examination. Sometimes it's not going to be Parkinson's disease, and we can save you from being exposed to medicines and their side effects. And sometimes doing less is better.
Okay. All right. Very good advice. Dr. Reardon, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
If you would like any more information about Parkinson's disease care at Pardee, make sure to visit pardeehospital.org.